coming to listen to the scriptures, we can kind of pick up that what is said in the Old Testament is fulfilled in the New. And what we hear in the New Testament, we see it foreshadowed in the Old Testament. Listening to our first reading this morning, if we didn't know better, it would almost sound as if we were listening to the religious leaders plotting to kill Jesus. The author of the Book of Wisdom is seeing in his day just how the wicked are out to get the just one. The just one reminds them that what they're doing is not right. It's not in accordance with what God has called them to do and called them to be. The just one, who lives honorably, virtuously, and perfectly, is not like themselves. So it makes them uncomfortable. It's their conscience that is speaking to them, calling them to a change of heart, but they don't want to change. They like the way they're living. Even if it's wrong, they like it. And so let's just get rid of the just one. Besides, he believes that God will take care of him, so then who cares? Jesus in the gospel is preparing the disciples for his approaching passion and how the wicked will turn over him to a shameful death on the cross. But not to despair. God will vindicate him and raise him up. But the disciples don't understand this. They don't like this talk about passion and death. They don't understand what Christ is trying to tell them. And to even further complicate the situation, they're more concerned about which one is the greatest. So Jesus uses the example of a child. Why a child? A child has that unreserved trust in their parents. What mom and dad says, it has to be true. What mom and dad does is because they love me. I look back at my own life, and when my parents took me on my sisters to a vacation, I never worried about, now, how much am I going to pay for the hotel or for food or the attractions we were going to. I knew mom and dad would take care of it, and they always did. It never bothered me a bit. And Jesus is saying to the disciples, you should be that way. You should have that childlike trust and confidence in God, in your service, in your love, in your prayer for him every day. That's what's going to make you the greatest, not just because of who you are or what you do, but how you respond to God's grace active in your life each day. Saint Teresa of Lisieux, the 19th century saint and doctor of the church, reflected upon her life, realizing that she would never be perfect in this world, that the flaws of the human condition would always keep her down. But she said, I approach God as a child approaches their parents, with arms raised up, abandoning herself to God's constant love and divine providence in that total embrace that God has for us, his children. Total trust. We as disciples of Christ are reminded that Jesus had told us elsewhere in the scriptures that we should pick up our cross daily and follow after him. Many in the world do not like the thought of a cross. It's too uncomfortable. It should be easier than this. I don't like inconveniences. And I would bet every one of us here has some cross in their life. And maybe we wish we didn't have that. I wish God would take that away. I wish life would be easier and simpler and less cumbersome. But we have a cross in our life, and we have to carry it. It is in carrying the cross, sharing in the burdens with the Lord, that we come to see a different perspective of our lives. We are being conformed more like Christ every day. We are becoming more like him when we face and carry our crosses. For us, the cross becomes a part of ourselves, and it is in bearing that cross with Christ that gives us the stability we need to face the difficulties, to grow in virtue, and to live in holiness. The cross then becomes the means of our salvation. Today on the calendar is also the feast day of the Italian Capuchin Franciscan, St. Padre Pio. Padre Pio died in 1968. He bore the stigmata of Christ, that is, the visible wounds of Christ in his body, and shared in the sufferings of Christ constantly, day and night. But many sought him out for his spiritual direction, counsel, advice, but also there were those who ridiculed him, who wished he would just go away. If he just be quiet, everything would just continue as it were. But St. Pio tells us, fear nothing. On the contrary, consider yourself very fortunate to have been worthy to participate in the sufferings of the God-man. Put all your trust in God. From the sufferings of the cross of Jesus, God uses this horrible event and turns it into something victorious for Christ and profitable for us. When we carry the burdens of our sins, or the issues of our family, or the church, or the world, when our bodies, minds, and souls feel the aches and pains of our lives, when we face rejection and ridicule ourselves, with childlike faith, trust, and love, let us reach our arms up to God our Father, who can take all of these things and bring good from it for ourselves and for others. God is never far from his children in need.